This week's 5-Minute Friday is sponsored by Trimble Project Site. You know, I was talking to a GC recently, and they were telling me how hard it is to get all their subcontractors on their platform. The subcontractors have their own priorities, and getting all the RFI, the documents, the bid invites, and everybody interacting in that one collaborative environment that we talk about all the time is harder than it looks. It needs to be easy, and there needs to be something in it for the subs. And so I actually got a chance to be that subcontractor not long after that. I got, through a bid invite, a set of documents on Project Site. It was easy to use. I got what I needed. The buttons were about where I expected, and I had a good experience. So you might too. If you get a chance, go check out our show notes. We're going to drop a link in there, or just go to Google and Google Trimble Project Site.
Welcome to 5-Minute Friday, everybody, where we share our best tips and tricks to help you get just a little bit better every week. And this week, we're sharing how to get right when you can't get right. We're going deep south on this one this week, everybody.
Yeah, we're going completely deep south on this one.
AKA conflict resolution.
Yeah.
How to get through things that are difficult on your site. So we're going to be pointing over at seminary dropout Eddie, because he said, oh, I've got a verse. I've got a Bible verse that I can share on this topic. And so I'm going to kick it over to you, dropout Eddie. Enjoy.
Yeah, this is just like the last ditch effort to make that education pastoral, like worth it, right? I'm going to use it. In all seriousness, this has been something that we have tried to apply around here in business, because just good principles, right? Conflict resolution is tough. When you get sideways with somebody and they're sideways with you, it's very difficult to overcome the emotion of that experience and get to a place where you can actually have some reconciliation, some resolution, that everybody's maybe not happy, but everybody's content that it was fair.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to walk away and everybody's cool. And so, and I've had these steps carried out on me, and I have had to do this for others. And mm-hmm. so I have seen this work both ways. And honest to goodness, when I had this kind of brought to me, I was actually pretty appreciative of it. So,
all right, hit me with it, man. Let me have it.
Matthew 18 is the passage. And from that, we gather that if somebody gets sideways with you and you cannot reconcile, the first step is to go to them hat in hand, like person to person. Okay. So go and find that person and be with them and tell them what you think their fault is. Like tell them what you think, you know, they did wrong, and say that plainly. Go to them and then try to, and hat in hand is a big deal.
That's be humble.
Be humble.
Be humble.
Be humble, and do not go with a, I'm going to prove them wrong attitude.
Mm, that's when it's going to get sideways again.
That's right.
Don't do that.
Be prepared for the return, because if they have something on the other side, then they probably will.
Yeah.
Because you're arguing. Be prepared to listen, right? So you guys are going to talk through that together.
You might need to absorb a punch or two and kind of let them happen.
That verbal punch, verbal jab.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
Don't come back at them. Let it happen. And then just continue to stay humble through it.
Just eyes on the prize, right? You have a goal of reconciling.
Yep.
Keep your eyes there.
Okay. What's next?
Next thing. If that doesn't work, okay, then you're going to take somebody along with you. One or two people along with you that might be privy to the situation, but mostly are just unbiased. Right? Somebody that is able to stand there. And we do this in business a lot. Like this is even a legal clause a lot of times that we go and find an umpire.
Yeah.
You know, find somebody that will sit in and kind of broker a disagreement between two parties so we don't have to go to court.
Yep.
Right. So that would be step two, is that you're going to appeal to them with the ears of unbiased people present, so that unbiased person could say, you know, you're not being fair there.
Yeah. So not somebody on your team, preferably go find somebody from another team altogether that you can bring in, stand in the middle, that can understand both sides and help you work through it.
They do need to understand the situation.
Yeah.
But that understanding doesn't need to be reached strictly from just your side, where you've created this huge bias and now you're going to carry them to the other person and they're going to be on your side. That's not the point. The point is an unbiased person that can call it out fair on both sides.
Yep.
Okay. So that's number two. If that doesn't work,
we're in nuclear mode.
No, we're not. No, I mean, so in a church context, they would advise you like carrying before the elders of the church, right? Tell it to the church,
mm-hmm.
and use more of a mass of people to try to bring about correct behavior. I don't know if that's directly applicable in business. What I think we're doing here is appealing to an authority.
Right.
Right. So we're appealing to some body, and I mean like a body of people that will be there and again, be unbiased, call it out fair, and work for reconciliation.
Right.
Again, eyes on the prize. Right. So we're applying this. It's kind of a path of escalation,
mm-hmm.
hoping that step one works, hoping that step two works if one didn't, hoping that step three works, and we don't have to kind of get all the way to the end of the road.
Right.
Deal is when you get here, a lot of times you're already past step one.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to remember is finding the unbiased person, bring them to the table, and then finding a way to speak fairly to one another, to be able to empathize with the other person's plight, you know, what they're going through, and work to a resolution. Now, I can tell you that in the circumstance that I can specifically remember where somebody like actually told me, like, I'm doing Matthew 18 on you, man. Like, I had somebody call me out that way.
I'm pulling it out. No, it's basically right
like,
now,
yeah. I went to church the other day and my pastor talked about this and I'm doing this to you. I'm like, okay. You know,
sounds good.
Well, actually we had a mutual friend sat in on the conversation.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that I didn't walk away from it feeling like I got my way.
Mm-hmm.
I did not walk away from it feeling like everything worked out exactly the way I wanted it. It's not what happened. But I can tell you that it was a fair conversation that I heard the other side of and that I appreciated the honesty of. And I just, at the end of it, for that guy, one thing I told him and one thing he told me was when we shake hands at the end of this and we walk away, it's done. I'm going to respect you as a person. You can respect me as a person because we're not going to make this such a personal thing that we cease to see each other as humans.
Hmm.
And so I think that that will work in any realm of life where we are able to see the other person as a human being and just appreciate the fact that reconciliation doesn't mean getting your way. Reconciliation means finding something fair that everybody in the place can live with. So, I mean, there are some times when that these things don't work and you do have to kind of walk away. And I would encourage you to not carry bitterness with you. That would be the last step is don't, if you have to walk away from a situation that has really just ground your gears and you really got it out for somebody, try not to carry that bitterness with you. That's just giving somebody else control of you. Don't do that thing.
Awesome. Thank you, Seminary Dropout Eddie, for that advice.
Thanks really for calling me that.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're totally welcome.
It's good to have you back in the booth where I can just throw punches at you like right here in person versus through the screen.
And hit me in the head with wrenches.
And hit you in the head with spud wrenches. Go check our Instagram. There's a reel and it's hilarious. I've been watching it all day. All right, guys, go build something awesome this week. Hope you have a good one. Hey guys, thanks for joining us for 5-Minute Friday this week. If you haven't already, please make sure that you drop us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. That helps us out a ton. And also, if you haven't already, share it with a friend because that word of mouth really helps our show grow in a great way. Hope you have a great weekend. Catch you later.